We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We are explaining the Mishnah that's found on Beis Amud Beis, that it says different things that the animals are allowed to go out with, and it's not an Issa Hitzah, because it's made for their good. And one of those things are, it says, Recheleis, Yoitzois, Shchuzois, Kavulois, Vekvunois, that a Rachel, the sheep, they go out with Shchuzois, Kvulois, and Kvunos. So yesterday we learned Shchuzois. That means something that picks up their tail in order for the Zucharim to come mate with them. Now when it's time to work Kvulois. HaRechel Mirtzen Kvulois. My Kvulois. Shemechavlim Al Yoshlehem Lamata. They tie. It's the opposite of Shchuzois. Here Kvulois means they tie the tail Shalhem Lamata. They tie the tail over the back. And therefore, the Zachar can't, Kadesh lo yalo leim azcharim, the Zacharim can't come onto them. And Mechavlim is a lotion of tying, like we say every single morning in davening. Lesar machayim bezikim, v'nechvodeim bechavle barzel. They're going to tie them bechavle barzel, so you see, chavle means tying. My mashma, the high kovul lishad lo avet perihu. How do you know it's used in the context that doesn't produce peris? And here we're causing the sheep not to produce offspring. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, "Ma ha'orim eilash and nasatli achi, vayikra lahem eretz kovel ad hayom hazeh." This is what Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the base of Mikdash, he asked Chiram Melech Tzur to help him out with raw materials, and Kachava Chiram gave him raw materials. He wanted to pay him back, so he gave him 20 cities in Eretz Hagol. He gave him 20 cities there. And Chiram wasn't happy, and he says, "What are these cities you're giving me? It's the Eretz Kavel. My Eretz Kavel. What does it mean, Eretz Kavel?" Amar Rav Huna, "Shoyi b'bnei Adam shemichuvalim v'kesev azav." In these cities, the people there were very spoiled. They were covered with gold and silver, tied up with gold and silver, a lot of gold and silver. They said, "That's what Eretz Kavel means." Omle Ravi, "Hachi ainu chsev v'lo yoshu b'einav." It says Chiram wasn't happy. What's wrong with that? They have a lot of kesev azav. That's what Chiram didn't like the cities, because the people were full of Kesef Azov. Omlay in, yes, keeping that theory, since they were rich and were funky and they were spoiled, avdi avidita, they don't work. And Chiram wanted citizens that work hard and bring in taxes and help out the government. And here, if they're going to be busy eating and drinking the whole day, they're not going to be doing any work. It's not good for the government. So you see, Eretz Kavel is a lashon of something that did not produce peri. We're talking about people here who did not produce. They did not produce. So you see, it's a lashon of the peri. That's one shot in Eretz Kavel, and it fits with the theme that Kavel means lo avet peri. Rachma Yitzchak Amar different shot. Eretz Chamten Hoysa. These 20 cities were cities that the ground there, Rashi says, Malecho Mispagas. It was like dry, salty land, cracked land. And people even used to sink into it. My car, the kavel, the mishtar gaba karad kavlo, because they used to sink into it until the ankles. Kavlo is also an ankles. But Amri Inchi, people used to call it Ara Mechavlo, the Lo Ovid Peri. It's a Ara. It's a land that's Mechavlo that doesn't produce peris, because it wasn't. It was salty and cracked land. It didn't produce. You need luscious, juicy soil to produce peris. This could not produce peris. So you see again, Lashon Kavel's Lashon that doesn't produce Peris, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah. Harechelim Yoytzim Kevulois means covered and doesn't produce Peris, that the Zcharim can't come onto them. And this is not called a Masui when it goes out, because it's a Tzarech HaBehema. Sometimes it's not good for the Behema to get pregnant, to make her too weak. She's not ready to get pregnant, and therefore they are covered. They cover down, they tie down the tail, and it's called Kevulois. So the Gemara Vayta explaining the Mishnah. The next thing in the Mishnah was that the Rachel could go out kavunois. What does kavunois mean? My kavunois. Shemechavnois elamilois. They when it's born, right away, they tie a blanket over the sheep. Therefore, the wool will stay nice and white, perfectly white. And what you make out of it, something called kli milas, very chosh of a begotten, very chosh of a clothing. Mechavnim is a lotion of fastening. Like a pin. That's Losh Mechavnim. See here, Mechavnim is Lamila. It's because the time went in the Mishnah. Seis, the color of the Nega Seis is Ketzemer Lovan, like white wool. What's white wool? My Ketzemer Lovan. Amar Avivi Rabbaya, Ketzemer Noki Ben Yoyme, like a clean wool of a 1-day-year-old. one day old, that you fasten it and cover these behemoths, lemilas, letzorach, the material called milas, which is very, very clean wool. And therefore, that's the point of putting these kfunos out, because it's good for that. It protects the wool of the animal, and therefore it's not called a master, because it protects the wool of the animal. That's what kfunos mean. Zokta Gemara Vayta, and the Mishnah went further. So this was all the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that the Chamor goes at Madas, and the Zcharim go at Levuvim. We saw what it means, maybe covered over the heart, or different Shatim. Rechelis says it goes out Shchuzois, Kvulois, Kfunois. Izim, Yeritzim, Tsurois. The goats go out with a pouch over their udders, over the milk. And Tanakhama was a goat, Lagami, like that. Yeritzis answers everything besides for Rechelim, Kvunois. Everything's also besides for Rechelim to go out with the covering of the wool. And Rabbi Yehuda's Mechalek by Izim Yates and Surois between if it's there to dry out the udder or for the milk. That's what Yehuda's Mechalek. So now we're going to talk about Halacha Lamaisa regarding these Shittas. Itmar. Rav Oma Halacha Kerav Yehuda. Rav says we pass on like Rav Yehuda that when the goats go out, Surois, go out with a covering over the udders, it's only mutter if it's there to dry it out. But if it's there for the milk, the halacha is that it's aser. That's what Rav says, we pass on like Rav Yehuda. V'shmul ha-malach Rav Yesi, that everything is aser. Never is allowed to go out tsururois. The goats are never allowed to go out with a covering over the udders. That's v'chakas Rav and Shmuel. V'ikad ha-masin l'ho-shmai tzibapi nafshe. Some are goyris, v'chakas Rav and Shmuel by itself, without going on the Mishnah, and this is how you read it. Rav amal yavesh mutter. If it's to dry out the udders, that's mutav le chalav and not for chalav. For Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, no, that echazav echazav aser, they are both aser. That's another way to vigorous this machlekes. Vikid amas nalaha, some teach Shmuel's psak that he says that's aser legamri on this brisa. And the brisa that says, izim yoitzim tsururois liyabesh, izim allowed to go out covering over the udders in order to dry out the da dehem. Avaloy lechalav, not for the chalav. Mr. Rav Yehuda Maseira Amru. So that's like Rav Yehuda Shita in our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Shita Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Maseira says, you're right, kach halacha. Avami mafis, who's going to be able to tell why the goats are going out with that covering? Ezel yavish ezel lechalav. It looks exactly the same. Matoich she'im akirim, since people don't know, and if they see going out, they'll think even let it go out, even when it's for milk. Therefore, they said, Echav zev, echav zev aser. Therefore, we said that both are aser. And Amar Shmuel, Va'amri lo, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rav Yehuda Mavseri, Pasuk Rav Yehuda Mavseri holds that it's always aser to go out tsurois. It's always aser to go out tsurois. Gosa Ravin, Amar Rav Yechon, Halach Tanakama. Ravin, Mashem Rav Yechon, said, we pass like Tanakama that holds Le Gamri, that everything is mutter. Everything's mutter. All, you know, isn't allowed to go out, tsurois, saif, chalav, and saif to dry it out. And all the other things in the Mishnah, that's how Rav and Amrav Yechanan paskins. Zog the Gemara Vayta. That's how Rashi learns, at least it means the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Rashba does learn that it means the Tanakhama of Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. But we're going to learn, like Rashi, it means the Tanakhama that holds everything is mutter. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. What type of things can't the animal go out? Lekuli alma can't go out. Lo yetsi agomo b'metutelas. Agomo can't go out with metutelas. What is metutelas? There's actually three pshatim in Rashi, two in the Mishnah and one later on in the Gemara. What metutelas means? So either it means a string that they tie to hold up the packages, or it means a pillow that they put behind the string. So the string should not dig into the back of the gomel, shouldn't dig into the skin. They'll put a little tiny pillow there to protect the back of the gomel. While it's going down a hill, the string will dig into it. That's another pshat. And the third pshat is, it just means a cover. So Rashi likes the pshat of covering the best, because it's mevuyin the Gemara. The reason why the gomel is not allowed to wear metutelas is because it might fall off. And l'chaira, if it's a string that's used for carrying packages, or a pillow that's used for the string that's carrying packages, either way you can't go out with it, because that's a masri. That's no purpose on Shabbos to go out with it. Bishlam of the cover keeps it warm, but the other things are no purpose. So that's what Rashi likes the pshat best. That's talking about a cover. Ramayini yaitzel yaitzel gomel to tell shouldn't go out with a cover, It shouldn't. Another thing, it shouldn't go out like awkward, blue ruggle. It shouldn't go out tied a foot and a hand together, and not ruggle. It shouldn't be tied its feet. Ruggle means that they fold up a leg and tie it together. It shouldn't go out like that either. And the reason is that even though these things are a shmira, that it shouldn't run away, but it's called a masu. Why? Because a lot of tsar for the behemoth. And therefore, even though it's a shvira, but it's called a masu because it's a lot of tzar. That is one pshat. The other pshat is that the chevel might fall off and it comes to metatle. Dr. Gemara, Dr. Mishnah Vayta, Mechein Shar Kol Behemis. All behemis cannot be go out like okud le rogel. They can't go out tied, the legs tied together. Dr. Mishnah Vayta, Lo yikshir gemalim zev zev yimshech. You shouldn't tie all the camels together. Picture like a row of camels that each tie to each other. And I'm going to pull, you know, one camel, and all the camels will come along. And we'll see in the Gemara why you're not allowed to do that. Avol, but you could, maknes chavolim, put all the strings from all the camels, you have four leashes from the camels, you'll put them into one hand and pull them that way, because they're not all attached to each other. Avol maknes chavolim, so yodav yimshach, or vashal yichrach, but you shouldn't wrap the strings around your hand, and we'll see why. The Gemara will say why. Zokta Gemara Vaita Tono. We learned in a Braisa Lo Yetze Hagomel B'Metoteles Hakshur Loi Beznava. You're not allowed to go out with a metoteles that's tied to the tail. Al Yetze Metoteles Hakshur Beznava V'Chetrasa. But if you tie the cover to the tail and to its hump, then it's muta to go out. So it's clear on what's the pshat, because when it's tied to the hump and to the znava, so then it won't fall off so easily. But if it's only for his nova, he might fall off. So this is Rashi's Raya, that's clear that the reason why Nala go out with this mutoteles is because it might fall off. So he's saying, if you tie it to the nova and to the hump, it's fine. Amar Rav Rav Huna, Yitzhak Gomel, but mutoteles like Shur Lava Shilyasa. It's allowed to go out with this cover if it's tied to its shilya. If it has a shilya sticking out, it's about to come out, the sack from a baby is coming out. Since it won't, it hurts. If it would fall, if it would get detached, if the cover would get detached from the shilya, it would pull on the shilya, and it would hurt the animal, so therefore the gomel is very careful, it shouldn't fall off, and therefore it won't come to carry it. Because the gomel itself is very careful, to walk carefully. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, it said in the Mishnah that you cannot go out with a camel that's loy akud v'loy rogel. And we said that even though it's a shmira that the camel shouldn't run away, but since it's very painful, it's called a masui, or the string might fall off. Amar Rav Yehuda, what does akud mean? Akud means akidas yad v'regel, Yitzchak ben Avram. Akud means you tie the hand and foot together like Yitzchak ben Avram. Rogel means shayakov yodai al gabi Yisrael yikshar. You shouldn't fold up the foot and tie it. That's what rogel means. So that's what he's saying. Akud means like Yitzchak ben Avram, and rogel means shayakov yodai al gabi Yisrael yikshar. We have a braisa, because it comes out of Fizah, fear of Yehuda, that if you tie two hands together, two feet together, that would not be a problem. And the feet of both pshatim we said before will explain like this, that the one pshat was that it's a lot of tzar. It says, if you tie two feet or two hands together, it's not so much tzar, therefore it's not called a masri, and it's a shmir, it shouldn't run away. And if you have the other pshat, then it might fall off. You could tie it tighter when it's 2 feet than it's a hand and a foot. There it's, you know, it can't tie it so good. Meisvei. Now, how do you know that Yitzchak ben Avram was tied that way, a hand to a foot? So Rashi explains, since the Avram had to make his neck be royal l'shchita, so the way you make a person where his neck will be stretched out is by tying behind him his hand and foot. If you just tie his two hands and 2 feet, it won't happen. But if you tie his hand to his foot, it'll stretch out his neck. Meisvei, it says in a braisa, what does akud mean? Shtei yadayim, shtei reglayim. Two hands, 2 feet. And rogel means shayakov yodah agav Yisroya. You shouldn't tie the hand on the foot. Fold up the yodah agav Yisroya, the hand onto the arm, v'yiksha. So what do you see? You see, shtei yadayim, shtei reglayim is called akud, and not like Rav Yehuda. He holds like this following Tana, the Tana with the braisa. Akud means akides yad v'regel. It means tying the hand to the foot, ashtay yadayim, or two hands, ashtay reglayim, 2 feet. Rogel, so yakov yoda, agav Yisroya. So you see here, in this braisa, that akud means to tie the hand to the feet. But freitim marakasha, So you can do all the yiksha. Think about kasha. Like hatloy dami bishlam reisha v'seif anicha. But mitziyasa, the middle of the brayta says that ok is also called if you tie two hands together. And we said Rabbi Yehuda holds if you tie two hands together, it's not called a masui because that's doesn't hurt so much. So this brayta en chenami, it says ok means hand to foot, but it says two hands also. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha v'seif anicha mitziyasa kasha. It says like the following Tana. Says in the brayta, "Akud akidus yavaregel kitzuk ben Avram." That's what akud means. You tie the hand to the foot, and rogel shlo yakov yode agav Israel. You shouldn't fold up the foot with the hands on the arm. The yiksher and to tie it. So upon him, we have a brayta like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that the iser to go out akud and rogel means akud means the hand to the foot, and rogel means you fold up the foot. So the Gemara writes it says lo yiksher gemalim. You shouldn't tie up one gomel to another gomel to another gomel, and pull one gomel, and that pulls all of them at one time. You shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Even if it's tied before Shabbos. What's the reason? My timer. It looks like you're going to the fair, you're going to the shuk to sell these camels. Looks like you're going on a big trip. Where are you going? It looks like I'm taking all my camels to sell. And that's also on Shabbos, that's my sign. Aval machnes, but it says you could put all the leash, all the strings into one hand and pull it that way. But it says it shouldn't be kairich, it shouldn't wrap it around your hand. Now, what's the problem with that? Omar Avashi, the problem of wrapping around the hand is a kalayim problem. Lashonu elin kalayim. It's only a problem of kalayim. Now, what do you mean, what kalayim? Kalayim demai. Ilem e kalayim da adam. If you think maybe means kalayim da adam, that you now let a plow together with the adam and a behema. Because the halacha is, you now let a plow, a shor and a chamar, yachtov, because of kalayim. They can't plow together, a shor and a chamar. And we know the famous medrash because one of them chooses kod. But either way, the pshat is there's a kalayim, shor, and chamar together. Now, a person, what about a person with a behemah? Could he plow together with a behemah? Is that kalayim to Adam? Or says no. Batanan, Adam mutter, kulam lachrash. A person is mutter to be chayrish with every behemah. Balim shaykh. So it can't be talking about kalayim to Adam. So to Gemara, ela kalayim de chavalim. We're talking about the strings. One was made out of flax, and one was made out of wool. There were different strings. And that's why we're saying you can't wrap it around your hand because of problem of kalayim on the strings. And the strings were different minim. Right, the Gemara, Vatanya, what's the problem wrapping around your hand? Vatanya, Atoichav Tchifa Achas, you sew one stitch, Ein Echiber, it's not called a Chiber for kalayim. Ein Echiber La'olam. Ein Echiber. It's not a Chiber. And also Rashi speaks out, one knot also is not called a Chiber for kalayim. So what's the problem wrapping around your hand? So the Gemara loyelam kalayim dechal volum. Avada will talk about kalayim of strings. V'achikamar uvach la yikroich v'yikshar. You shouldn't wrap it around your hand and tie it. Now, how does that become kalayim? So Rashi says kricha v'kshira v'shtei tchifas. So it's machlokes I learned Rashi. Either Rashi means wrapping is taka nothing, and kshira you have to make two knots in order to make it called two tchifas to be called kalayim. Aye, why does it have to be wrapped? Because not wrapped, there wouldn't be a shayla kalayim at all. Because why is a kalayim when I have something in my hand? Teretz says it's keeping me warm. So only if it's wrapped around my hand does it keep me warm, and then it's called kalayim. Rashi speaks out, it's going according to my yom adav hashem eskavins. Also, but only because it's wrapped around my hand is it called kalayim. So that's one pshat learned. Kricha v'kshira means that it was two knots. Others learned that kricha itself is counted as one tchifa. So kricha and one knot is like shtei tchifas. That's how they learned Rashi. So we have two pshat, either it's two knots, or you wrapped it and made a knot. And either way, that's why it's a problem of kalayim. Omer Shmuel, even the case where it's not a problem of kalayim, and we're saying you gotta grab all the leashes together in your hand, the chevel shouldn't be hanging out of his hand, a tefach. Shouldn't be able to see, shouldn't be visible, a tefach hanging out of his hand. Should not be visible, a tefach hanging out of his hand. Break the Gemara of Atonah Ve'Shmuel Tvachayim. Ve'Shmuel says it shouldn't be hanging out two Tvachim, not one Tvach. On my baya, hashed on my Shmuel Tvach, but Atonah Ve'Shmuel Tvachayim, and we have an Abraise of Tvachayim. Shmuel, halacha l'maisa, asa ashminan. Shmuel, when he says Tvach, he's saying halacha l'maisa. By halacha l'maisa, we're more machmir. And if you ask me a shayla, I'm telling you Tvach, because I don't want you to get too close to two Tvachim. But really, the halacha is two Tvachim. Break the Gemara of Atanya, Ovachi, Akbia, Menakarga Tvach. It sounds like it could be sticking out as long as it is. Just it can't be above the car. It just has to be above the karka tafach. So the Gemara no kitanya hi bechavu the beni. That's talking about in between. between the camel and the person, it droops a little, the string. And the string has to be above the ground, at least the tafach. Why? Because if it's less than the ground tafach, people don't see it. And they'll think, oh, you're holding a string. You know, I hold a string on Shabbos. Or look at the camel. Look, the camel has a string hanging from it. They don't chap that you're touching it because it droops so low to the karka. Therefore, it has to be above the karka tafach. But regarding the string in your hand, if that's sticking out, the other end of the string sticking out of your hand, that can't be more than two tefachim. And if you ask some halachah l'maaseh, they'll say one tefach. And what's the reason? Because it looks, if it sticks out a tefach or a tefachayim, it looks like you're carrying it in a hand, and they don't chap that that's part of a string that you're holding onto a camel. That's why if it sticks out a tefach, it looks like you're carrying.